This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hey, it's us, Carol and Mike, hour number two of Food for Thought, brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, spiceblends.com, and Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and in Londonderry, featuring the brand new drive-thru restaurant, redarrowdiner.com.
All right. We are at the top of the hour, and that was a great segment with Chief Willard.
So what did we learn about the chief today?
I think that we learned that he is such a people person and loves his job, and he's a foodie.
He's a foodie. Here's what I learned. He likes to watch that reality show Runway.
That was awesome.
And he's repulsed by the thought of a meat stick and a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, definitely repulsed by that. That was
he
hilarious.
Did want to get off the Project Runway theme as quickly as possible.
Did you see that?
Yeah, so as to, because he knew the one judge I was talking about, Nick Verrios, and he did too. And it was like, okay, here's two guys talking about that. He's the police chief. You know, time to move on to let's talk about the sandwich. That was beautiful. Classic.
His guys are going to tease him. That'll be funny.
But, he was great.
Tracy Fitz, the executive chef over at Function. Yeah. That was awesome. So, yeah, you'll have to check
food
that out.
Food was outstanding. You didn't get to try as much of it probably, but a lot of it had a little tang, a little spice to it. The soba noodles were off the charts good.
I almost got that the other night, too. And, you know, a lot of it, too, is fairly healthy.
I agree.
I mean, it was all, you know, I think it's, and that's pretty much, you know, her menu. But anyway, let's continue on. We have Linda is waiting, and I haven't talked to Linda in weeks, it feels like. Welcome back, Linda. Or no, welcome back me. Welcome you. Sorry.
I was going to say, Carol, I've been here. Where have you been?
I know. That was a mistake. I know. I was so sad that you weren't able to call in last week because I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Linda. So how have you been?
Oh, everything out here in Kansas is going great, except for I was just talking to Daydog before he clicked me over to you that I'm hoping that the Patriots just really do well tonight so that it will set up all these Chiefs and Broncos fans that I'm surrounded with here in Kansas.
Are you and Daryl going to be watching the game?
Are you kidding?
I mean, are you a football?
He's been talking about.
I can see that with him, but I don't know about you.
No, we do everything together, so I will be sitting there with him. And I did last year with him. And, you know, for me, I don't understand it a whole lot. I mean, I understand, of course, the gist of football, but the details of it, which I'm learning. So, no, I'll be sitting there with
him. You'll enjoy it more if you have just a few other little basic nuggets of knowledge.
Exactly.
Makes the game so much more fun.
Right. You know, when they put the flags up and I don't understand.
Right.
And, you know, but anyway. Linda, this is all about you.
But she loves sports, though.
She does.
Oh, yeah. Linda we could spend this whole segment talking football, believe me.
I bet. Are you going to talk about, like, food for football? Is that what you're going to talk about?
Well, we actually have been talking with Mike and Chef Patrick about it a little bit because I did a whole thing with buffalo wings and grilled baked potato skins a couple of weeks ago. And then today, I'll be posting tomorrow on my blog some homemade blue cheese dressing to go with those buffalo wings.
Oh,
so,
yum. But,
well, and, you know, it's been fantasy football draft was this past weekend for me. And it's been football nonstop in my life for a couple of weeks now.
We had some buffalo tofu for lunch. Now, Carol and I are not really the biggest tofu fans, but it was outstanding. And I'm thinking, okay, how can I work this into like a tofu lasagna, maybe a buffalo tofu lasagna, because I've done chicken lasagna, buffalo chicken lasagna. I'm thinking, I wonder if I could get the texture so that it would seem like it was the ricotta cheese. I don't know.
That is
great
idea.
You can buy soft tofu that's not firm. There's different textures of tofu, and there's a soft one that you could probably use in replace of the ricotta cheese. See, that's the great thing about tofu, though. I mean, it takes on whatever flavor you put with it because it has no flavor really itself. So it's whatever you put with it. You could do a buffalo, they make that buffalo chicken dip, and you could do that, a buffalo tofu dip. You could do all kinds of stuff that way.
That's interesting.
Got the wheels spinning now.
I know. The wheels are spinning. They are. Now, your blue cheese dressing I'm intrigued. You know, blue cheese is a cheese that I used to I just started eating it probably a couple years ago because it just I could not stand the smell of blue cheese. Now I can't get enough of it.
Really?
Yeah, really. Isn't that weird?
You kind of grow into things as you get older,
don't you? It's true. But blue cheese, you know, that's pretty. It's pretty harsh.
Well, it's tough to like blue cheese just straight out in and of itself. You know, though, if you're going to do that, I recommend Gorgonzola because it's a little milder and not quite so smack you in the face blue cheese tasting. Right. So, yeah, the Italian version, the Gorgonzola, is a little milder. But blue cheese is, I love blue cheese when it's in something like a dressing or on beef. I love blue cheese melted on top of a piece of beef or on a burger. I actually, there was a restaurant in Gloucester, Mass, that I used to go to that used to make Gorgonzola garlic bread, and it was amazing. So I like blue cheese with other stuff, not so much straight out in and of itself.
I also noticed that you, to get off the football tailgating theme for just a moment, I saw something that was interesting on your blog, and that is some thumbprint cookies or something to that nature?
Yeah, pink lemonade thumbprint cookies. And actually, what I find intriguing about these cookies, one, they're not that sweet because they use confectioner's sugar, so, you know, which, you know, lighter, fluffier, so it doesn't have a lot of sweetness. They're a tart cookie with just a hint of sweetness, but the filling in the middle that's pink and very lemony is made pink by the use of one raspberry. And you don't taste the raspberry at all. You just mash, whisk in that raspberry until it's all broken up, and it turns into this beautiful shade of pink, and you don't have to worry about artificial colors or anything like that because this can be, you can make this a totally organic, all-natural cookie.
I was shocked,
organic ingredients.
Carol, when I saw the picture, and that was a good little tray of cookies, and all the coloring of that, which was very vivid, came from one raspberry?
Just one, and I didn't. Yeah, this, the
wow.
Recipe, I saw the original recipe in a Martha Stewart Living magazine, and I saw that, and I'm like, there is no way one raspberry is going to make that much pink. But it did. That's all that made. Those cookies are that pink, and I didn't. They're not Photoshopped. They were that pink, and it's all from one raspberry.
I love that. Pink lemonade thumbprint cookies. That is cool.
It's very, well, very attractive, very different. And what you pointed out is, which I find very annoying, but you can't help it, is a lot of recipes, the time they tell you to cook it at whatever temperature isn't always reality. And you found that out with this batch, right?
Yes. You know, it's funny. I really like Martha Stewart's food. Things I've watched her over the years. I've been inspired by a lot that she does. But it seems like every time I make one of her recipes, it doesn't turn out the way it's either supposed to look, or, you know, it's either the look is different or something's different. And in this case, I found that the time was off, that if I had done it by the time that the recipe in the magazine had said, I would have had hockey puck cookies and not lemon cookies. So I just think it must have been a misprint along the way in the publication of the recipe. But you know, I figured it out, and that's why, you know, everybody's oven's different. You should be watching anything you put in your oven. I always set the timer for less than what the recipe calls for because my oven tends to cook a little hotter, and also that I don't think it would. I don't think that was the case in this case. Because it was like off by 10 minutes. So, I don't think that was the case here. But you should always watch something that you put in your oven just to kind of get an idea of how it's going to bake in your particular oven versus just the general recipe, what it says.
Right, exactly.
And I also noticed that you use parchment paper, which I think is one of the greatest inventions ever for baking.
Isn't it, though?
It truly is.
I love parchment paper. I mean, I know people. There are people that use the Silpat one, silicone pads that you can put on sheets. But then, to me, it's like, but you gotta clean them. Parchment paper, I can just wad it up and throw it away. It's great.
It really covers for a multitude of possible sins, because I know when I make my chocolate infinity cookies that, I can miss the time by maybe a minute and still not get scorching. But I'll tell you, once you cross over and it just scorches a little, then you pretty much ruin the batch.
Right. Yeah, and then you've got your parchment paper, so you just flip it all into the trash, put another piece on, and start again.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, I do everything with parchment paper. I don't when I bake. I even heard a trick that Cooks Illustrated people came up with, the trick of when you're reheating pizza, instead of doing it in the microwave, put it in the oven at 325 on a piece of parchment paper, and the crust will crisp back up again. It only takes like 10 minutes. And so when you reheat a slice of pizza.
Oh, that's a nice tip.
Microwave is the worst way to reheat pizza. Right. It just makes no sense.
So you
totally need to put it into a toaster oven, or, as you say, you know, into your regular oven. Or what I've done a few times is I've actually put it in a frying pan at a not real high temperature, and put like a pan cover on top of it, so it really melts the cheese fast, and it crisps up the crust a little bit because it's right on that direct flame. That's my favorite way to do it. So
that is a good idea. I have to try that. See, now I like the parchment paper because it helps. The greasiness of the crust as it's reheating, you know, it soaks up some of that grease to keep, you know, to help it crisp up more.
True.
But I'll have to try that frying pan idea. I like that idea.
Yeah, you don't need to coat it with anything just because there's enough grease already in the crust of the pizza typically. So, you know, you just a medium heat and a top on it so that the cheese will melt very quick. And it'll melt in time with the crust crisping up, because usually the one or the other is ahead of, you know, the other, and it's just
right.
Not as good.
The only thing I'm thinking about that, and I'm sure if Shelley Walcott is listening, that'll be two pans you have to wash.
Right. Yeah. The lazy chef.
The lazy chef. I'm sorry.
It doesn't make much of a mess, though.
I know, but still, it's taking
on,
out
Carol.
Two pans where you just have to throw the parchment paper away, as Linda said. So,
right.
You know.
Well, you know, Carol, if you do it in like a cast iron pan or something, you're not supposed to wash that anyway.
Right.
It's just more of a matter of wiping it out and you're ready to go.
This is true. Before you give us you're going to give us a recipe on your blue cheese dressing, right?
Yes, it's going to be up on the blog tomorrow. I posted a lot this week on the blog. I did one on Monday about changing over to using my late husband, the picky eater, using his desk and some of the, you know, not necessarily a food piece, but just kind of a memory piece. And then the cookies went up yesterday. And then, I'm going to do the blue cheese dressing for tomorrow. So,
can you just remind listeners where they can find your blog, Linda?
It's There and Back Again Food, and you can find it at www.thereandbackagainfood.com. And you can also find me on the blog's Facebook page under There and Back Again Food on Facebook. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Linda A. Ditch.
Perfect.
Are you doing any other writing? Because, I mean, you've really built a career as a writer, over 1,000 published pieces. Are you working on anything right now for a magazine or anything that we might want to check into at some point?
I just turned in a piece last week on preserving apples. I made a maple apple jam and canned apple pie filling, so that you don't have to buy the canned stuff. You can just make it yourself. That's going to be coming out soon. I'm seriously trying to keep track of the different things.
Can you ship us some of that?
I'll connect you to the link to it. Yeah, I actually do have jars. I do have some jars. I have some jars left that I've got around, and I was thinking, wow, Christmas maple apple jam for Christmas. That sounds good.
That sounds
fabulous.
So wicked good.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, and I used New Hampshire maple syrup in it because there is a natural food store nearby that sells New Hampshire maple syrup in there, and I always make sure that that's where I buy my maple syrup because I got to stay true to New Hampshire. So
there you go.
But yeah, right. No, I'll definitely share the link to that, and I may even, what the recipes may go on the blog once the article comes out. So
what magazine is that? Or is it a website?
Oh, no, it's actually going to be in the local Topeka Capital Journal
newspaper.
Got it.
Are you a regular contributor or columnist for that paper?
I regularly write food pieces for it, and this is actually going to be, they have a special at-home living section that comes out on Saturdays that has the real estate ads in it, but they also put in a lot of living style articles in there, and that's where this one's going to be. But I'm a regular contributor to Topeka Magazine, and I occasionally contribute to Kansas Magazine as well. So
nice. Well, we miss your writing locally, so send something to the Hippo one of these days so we can read your latest escapades.
Hey, I'm almost done with chapter 7 of my book, so it's about 4 more chapters, and I'll be finished with the first draft of that, so hopefully a book will be happening soon. So.
Awesome.
Great news. Thanks for the update on that, Linda, and we will talk to you next week, same time, same bat station.
I'll be back. We'll see what else happens out of the kitchen this next week. So.
Awesome. Thank you, Linda.
Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Linda Ditch. You can check her blog out at thereandbackagainfood.com, and you can also like her on Facebook at thereandbackagainfood.
And I have trouble remembering that too. It's not that hard, but I
know there and back again.
Yeah.
There and back again.
It's really a good blog.
Yes, she does, mm-hmm. and her pictures and everything is just. She's always. It's good. It's very good.
I agree.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a short break, and when we come back, Dad is in the house. George Lawrence. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we are in studio with my dad, George Lawrence. Hi, Dad.
Hello. Hello. How's everybody?
Everybody's good.
Yep.
Had a great show. We've been eating a lot lately, Mike.
We have. I know. I've been doing extra time on the treadmill every morning.
I'm telling you.
I'm keeping even, but, you know, it's a losing battle.
Well, you did eat quite a few meatballs the other day.
I did. I had 6 yesterday.
You did, right?
I did have six meatballs.
I had one. Yeah, but I just want to let everybody know I had one.
Yeah, but
I know. I'm sorry. I did have 2. I had another one at the end.
All right.
You're careful. I'm admitting it. The rest of the day or the next day, you're careful. I can feel it. It goes away.
You can?
Yeah, no, I can feel if I do, like I did. Mm-hmm. Maine, I ate well.
So you were up in Maine for a few days,
Yeah, I went to Maine for a couple of days.
Yeah, some good seafood?
Good seafood, totally unbelievable. There's this island next to us that's connected by bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Beals Island. Population 600 people. This man here, Allie, everybody's an Allie or a Beal in Maine.
Right? Really?
Him
okay.
and Mr. and Mrs. Allie. Decided they wanted to make a good seafood place. So they took a part of their home and blew it out one side. And they started actually 4 years ago. They were cooking with these little fryers you see for $99 at Best Buy and stuff. I'm the one. It was doing pretty good, you know. I said, come on. I said, get some fryers in here, you know. Well, yeah, you're right. The temperature goes down. You know, it was that kind of a place. But people were dying for go out and eat in a little place like that. Well, I went Tuesday, Monday. I went Monday and I went back at Monday night. Went
Jeez.
Right back. The best I've ever had.
That's big.
Best. And it was that good.
Wow. What'd you have?
Just had a haddock burger.
Yeah?
It was so good. Like you said, George, you know, you always told me, fresh. You know, I got to know the guy. In fact, he bought one of the houses we have for sale over there. And he's going to live there. In the house, that other house we had?
On Beals Island?
On Beals Island.
He bought it?
He bought it. And he's going to make his house into, not a restaurant, but he needs more space. And it's just a drive-up. Cars.
The one right behind you.
Yeah. He's the one. And just fresh. You know, of course it's Maine. But best haddock burger I've ever had my wife. I couldn't believe it. Because now we're talking about weight. I knew I was going to get into this thing and... So I didn't have the roll. I just had the 2 mm-hmm. pieces of haddock, which is about 5 ounces, I think, 5.5 ounces. And I hadn't eaten lunch. So when I get back, I says, I'm going back. And I went back.
Did you have some fries with it?
A few. Those I just,
you have
I can't, to. I limit myself to 5.
Fries?
I just throw the rest away. But I had sea scallops and more haddock.
That's why there's so many fat seagulls. You're throwing stuff out and the birds are eating it.
No, I it's against my upbringing, you know, eat everything in your plate, but I just get rid of it.
That's what you made me do.
I know. It's not good. I agree.
Well, look at me. I know.
No, you work hard to stay that way. You know, it's hard to stay, cut the weight down. But anyways, the seafood is outstanding.
That's great.
The scallops.
I've been there, and it is very good.
Oh, it's even better. He went up a notch. He's got real fryers now. He just come in. Come look at this.
What do you mean real fryers?
Well, he had, like I said, the fryer leaders were the ones he used to buy at Best Buy. The little tabletops.
Oh.
Home
can you,
type.
Can you get those? I mean, I'd like to get one for my house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can get those.
What do they cost?
They're only $99, $125.
And it's kind of where you would drop a basket down and stuff instead of like a fry baby?
No. Well, no.
Because a fry baby doesn't really have...
I don't know what the fry baby
Fry baby used to be kind of a kettle type of...
No, these are fryers. Like
they work pretty good.
Small.
Yeah, the whole problem is you can maybe put one or two servings of haddock in it.
Right.
Okay.
If you do it more than that,
then
the temperature
goes down. Then
you've
got to wait for the temperature
to recover, right? But he got out of that, and he's got regular restaurant fryers now. In fact, he has four. So he is flying. This guy is doing good. The name of the place is Bayview. And...
Bayview and Jonesport.
In Jonesport, Maine.
So if you happen to be driving by Jonesport, Maine.
Now, where's that near? Because I'm not.
5 hours away.
Oh, is that what it is? So it's up.
It's near nothing. It's got 15.
Is it up near Acadia? Or is it past there? Acadia National Park?
I think Acadia is further.
Because Acadia is about a 4 to 5 hour drive.
Well, we're 50 miles from the Canadian border.
Okay. So you're not
that
far.
But it's down east.
Yes. Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
down
east. It's on the coast, right?
Right on the water.
Yeah, you're not that far from Acadia.
This is on the ocean. Yeah, I think Acadia is west a little bit.
Yeah,
but not much.
South and west.
Isn't Acadia near Ellsworth? I'm not sure. I see it around near Acadia, but I don't know where it is.
I think it's further.
Further up?
I want to say I think it's further.
But no, it was very, very good. And its prices were heavy, but I realized one thing. People will pay for it.
Okay.
If it's good. By heavy, it's what he has to get.
But, you know, we know that is
That's
what you
exactly
have to get.
Yeah.
He's got a short season, too, right?
Seafood.
Yeah.
It's fresh seafood.
It's fresh seafood.
We know what you have to times it by.
You won't believe these. Look at these prices. I've got them right here. Can't believe it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wasn't scared because I knew. you get scared. You go, wow. And then you go, yeah, wow. That's why it's that good. It's the real stuff, real McCoy. Look at that. I had a seafood combo. Two of the above half portions and fries, $24
for a half portion. That's heavy.
Two halves, haddock and scallop.
Oh,
right,
okay.
A combo.
Then
which
if you call,
normal.
Then if you
okay.
call, and then if you have
normal.
What he calls a Davy Jones locker, all four above seafoods in a basket, $35.
My brother had it. He said it was huge.
You could still a couple people could eat off
of
it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So cut
him
it
and
half.
My niece ate it, and they said it was delicious and tons of food.
When I was waiting for my haddock burger, I saw a man come up with
Dad, haddock sandwich, right? When you're saying burger,
it's
sounds
a sandwich,
like a burger.
But it is, well, it's on a roll like a burger. That's all the difference was. It was a sandwich, but it was on that same roll here.
Right.
And so that's what it was. But the Davy Lockers, I was there, and I got four of them. The guy.
To go. God.
No,
seriously?
To go. It's to go. You see the stuff
that's
to go.
That's a lot.
Four of them, suckers. The old gent is there, rolling his eyes, you know, taking the cash. They're making. They're doing well. They're doing very well. I know, not because of the price, because
right
you
there.
Pay a lot. You know, wholesale haddock fresh is about $8 a pound.
Is it?
It comes out to 50 cents an ounce.
Yeah.
You know, 46. But you just have to charge accordingly.
All right. So what do you times it by three?
Three, four.
Yeah. Is that right?
Well,
what it, is?
It all depends. Okay. Like this, three. Well, like a haddock here is haddock basket. Haddock basket is $15.
And what's the portion size? Like four
that
to five ounces?
That would be 10.
10 ounces?
Yeah, so that'd be $5. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
You're okay. He's doing three. He's really doing it.
Right.
But sometimes when you get into it, you can make a clean $8, $9 a plate. It's still okay. And
so, forget. His season basically is what, probably Memorial Day to end of September?
Well, this is Maine. He wasn't even open. Yeah, he was open Monday. It was closed Sunday.
Yeah, I would want to be open on Labor
Day.
Oh,
no, Maine, they all closed.
Yeah.
Everything was closed Labor Day. Hey, holiday, what are you talking about?
Even with the foliage season coming up, they can't hang in another month into October?
No, they're independent.
You know what it is? There's nothing. But up
there's nothing.
No.
When we go, like I'll go with the girls
there's
for,
nothing.
You know, two, three nights or whatever.
I realize that.
We literally, you know, when I usually sometimes go with the girls, you know, we want to go out. Yeah. You know, but when you go to Maine, you are not going out. You are at the house.
No, you can't go out.
Yeah. You do nothing. You stop at the grocery store first. You stock up and you go to the house for 3 days.
That's right. I took a ride to Machias by myself with the dog. And I stopped. I saw it. Just give a quick thing. There was tractors there. It was a Kubota dealership. Very small. I said, geez, I got to find out what that costs. And I was just pretty well rusted. Just, I'm always looking. Anyway, I walk in to the, because no one was coming out. I sat in it. Nobody came out.
Really?
I went back in. I wanted to know how much it costs. The guy comes up to me. I go like this. You know, Oh, yeah. You need something? Yeah. So let's know what that costs out there, roughly. You interested? Yeah. And he just walks away. I said, where's he going? I went outside to follow him. He goes, oh, I'm going to go get somebody who knows what he's talking about. I mean, they are so independent and laid back, you can't believe. It's just nothing, nowhere to go, nothing to do. And
well, that's Mainers. You know, they're kind of like...
The guy never came. He says, he'll call me. He never called me. At 4 o'clock, I really want to know what that tractor costs. I called. And he says, you're the one who came out earlier. Yeah, I'm the guy one. He says, I'll get to that man.
Oh, geez.
He says, hi. He says, my name's Alan. I'm the owner. Wow, thank you. You see, it's all done that way. You know, it's you see the head one or no one. You know, what it is, head one or no one. But that's me.
So you didn't buy one?
No. Well, you know, it wasn't bad. It was $31,000. You know, I thought it was more money. I thought it was $50,000.
Those things last forever, though, too.
They last. I was.
If you can park it, you know, in a garage or something.
That's what we never did. Yeah. But anyways, getting back to food, it was excellent. If you want some good fresh seafood, but this. You know, I have a hard time, though, around here to find it that way.
You do?
Oh, I do. I do. It's frozen. Well,
you've been spoiled.
Yeah, well, it is when you have that.
Sure.
I mean, but anybody can have it. You just pay for it. And I think there's a market. Where restaurants are not doing is they go into the, I wouldn't get into it, you know, these big seafood platters. Mm-hmm. Even the scallops alone. Do a haddock thing. A nice plate and one for a sandwich. And pay what you got to get for it.
So would you go to a Marquis or a Browns or something if you wanted
well,
to?
Well, I've been,
you know,
I didn't mention to Carol, I've been checking prices. In fact, one of our servers on Lowell Street, her father.
Her dad, Crystal.
I'm waiting for a call.
Yeah.
And I want to just put it together.
He's at the boats every day.
Yeah. He says he gets it right off the ocean, and that's the kind of person
that's
I want.
That's the way to do it.
Because I got made contact with Neville in Boston, but they want a 300-pound minimum. You know, and
oh,
I go, well, hey, it's got to deal with 300.
And she, you know, he delivers
I know.
Right around here. Yeah,
so I really think our three restaurants with a good, fresh, and now we got good stuff. We call it what? Cello. It's frozen at sea. But there is a difference, trust me. So, yeah.
We have a caller.
We do.
Oh, very good.
And I didn't catch the name. Rick from Epson. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. Rick Belanger from Epsom, the greatest town in New Hampshire.
All right. How are you, Rick?
Good. I'm starting to begin to enjoy your show pretty well. I know you talk about food, and that's what you're trying to do. But sometimes when you get off track, it just makes it all that much more enjoyable.
All right. Good.
Phew, I was getting nervous for a second.
Because we did that yesterday with Chef Patrick. We just got laughing a lot, you know?
Good. That was nice. That was real nice. Now, if you want to try a little something your father was talking about, which I enjoy him, by the way, and
thank
don't
you.
Keep sizing him. He's your father, and he can act the way he wants to. Let him be. There's a little restaurant right up on the Plymouth-Rumney line called Remington's.
Ooh.
And, boy, they do pretty good with seafood up there. It's worth, if you're out for a ride, take a ride. And one thing that they do that trips my trigger a little bit, they make their own tartar sauce, and it's just a little bit different.
Ah, okay. A little twist on it, probably.
That's what they do, but believe me, I like food pretty well. And they do a nice job. It's nice and fresh and very fairly priced.
That's good to know.
Yeah, Remington's?
Remington.
Remington.
Yeah, pretty nice, as a matter of fact. Now, you're looking for a tractor. That Kubota is a pretty good little tractor. But if you head over to Warner. There's Knoxville Equipment over there, and they sell a Mahindra. And a Mahindra has only been in the States for probably 10, 15 years. But, boy, it's a pretty nice little tractor. It's worth taking a look at before you go spend money elsewhere.
I will. I thank you. Yeah, very, very good. I've heard of it. Mahindra.
Yeah, Alan Jones is the fellow that owns the place.
Okay.
Basically, it's him and his boys that run it. And I think you'd probably hit it off pretty well with him.
Good, good. Hey, I thank you for the information.
All right. Good.
I'm glad
you're
listening.
Rick.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And it's strange that he just said that. As much as I hyped up Bayview, Noah is wrong, and I can't wait to see the young guy who owns it. I saw his dad, but I didn't want to get into it. He has lousy tartar sauce. It was vinegary, and it was...
And it's so easy.
It was jarred stuff. It was. I saw the... I look. You know,
why
I can
would
go
you
in.
Do that?
I know it. And,
why would
and
you
I've helped them out a lot like that. Yeah. I helped them on something else like that. I said, no, do it this way. And here we go. He'll listen. But it was Kraft in a jar. Mm-hmm. And this it's good product, but it's vinegary. I said, oh, my God, this is not good. You know, but I'm like him. It was still all very good.
Well, you talked him into doing the deep fryers, which,
yes.
Right?
So. Well, he wasn't around, so.
Okay.
That's why I'll be going. You know, I'll hit him up. Brian's going
to
tell him.
You
I
need
know
to be
that.
A seafood restaurant consultant. Just go up and down the main coast.
It's so much fun.
And, yeah,
it really is. You know, I love to do
if
that.
If you need somebody to travel
just
with you,
to help people. You know, it
yeah.
is just to help to
very
go in
nice.
There and say, what are you doing? You know.
We need to go on a break.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, we need to go on a break. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Thursday. And, you know, there was something I came across. Did you know that this week, they're estimating it between the 8th and the 12th, that Waffle House is going to serve its billionth waffle.
Oh, no kidding.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
1 billion.
Wow.
You know, they kind of can estimate it with the numbers.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know.
You
so I thought that was kind of
interesting. Never been to a Waffle House.
That's kind of neat. I never have either.
I have.
Yeah.
And... very interesting. They do everything. All the cooks do everything. Like there is no slips. I'm sorry. There are. They call it like we used to do with the Red Arrow.
Oh, okay.
You know, we used to have a microphone
right.
at the Red Arrow, and
right.
they used to
I
call
like
in
that.
Two
really?
Eggs over toast. You know, da da da. That's how they do it at the Waffle
How can
House.
You remember?
It
oh,
is
you do.
Crazy.
They do.
And
they
it's
do,
all
I mean.
Open concept and stuff,
yeah.
which
right.
is why I went.
That's pretty
very
good.
Very cool. It's like no, a little diner.
Who's a good fan of that is Roger Bouchard.
Is he?
When he travels, it stops at a Waffle House. Loves it. You know, that place I never would go think of going there, right near in Hollywood. Right next to it, there's a Waffle
House.
Yeah, there's one right there.
I didn't know there was a Waffle House.
Right around
in
the police station. I had never been in my life, and I had to meet him. He said, I'm at the Waffle House. I said, Waffle House? That's a serious.
Near the police department? Near,
just a little further down by railroad tracks. There's a Waffle House right there.
No doubt.
In Hollywood, Florida?
Well, yeah.
Dad, it's IHOP. That's IHOP. And that is Roger Bouchard's favorite place. It's
oh,
IHOP.
It's IHOP.
It's not Waffle
okay,
House.
I'm
I was going to say
Waffle
there's
House.
No Waffle because I would know if there's a Waffle House. There's
oh, okay,
not. It's
right.
IHOP.
It is IHOP.
Blue Waffle. IHOP.
I met him there.
Yeah. Right across from Dandy Donuts.
Yep. Okay.
It's true.
Getting
Dandy
a tour
Donuts,
of Hollywood, Florida here.
Dandy Donuts has very good donuts.
Do they?
Too.
Yeah.
Can't be as
That's
good as
Arthur.
Betsy's, though.
No, definitely not as good as Betsy's.
That's serious.
Betsy's Donuts
Donage.
Are serious. But in Hollywood, Florida, Dandy Donuts. That was C. Arthur's favorite place. Remember, he used to like go and get like a dozen of those?
I know.
So, anyway. And let's remind people, too, that next week, Wednesday, the 16th, Taste of Downtown is happening in Manchester, which that is a fun event for Manchester, and it's from 5 to 8. And next Tuesday, we're going to have Sarah Beaudry on from InTown Manchester talking about the Taste of Downtown. So you can get tickets at InTown Manchester, and they're located right on 1000 Elm Street, right in the plaza in there. And... yeah, that should be a fun event.
What a fun. Now we have two big events every year where they basically.
They're nice. They're good
yeah,
ones.
Got the taco tour.
Taco tour.
In,
this
was
is
in
a good
May.
One.
Yeah, this is
and
a
this
great
one's,
one.
It's free to the people, to the public. It's pretty
no,
good.
No, no,
well,
no,
you have to buy
a
card. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean by free. We
taco
don't,
tour.
We don't get paid.
Right.
But I always look at it. The other way, there's a little bit something there sometimes to defray the cost.
Well, actually, the tickets, and I should say this, tickets are $15 for early bird purchase. So if you go and you purchase your tickets now, it's $15 the day of their
$20.
Right. So, yeah.
It's like going back on the car show that was here last Saturday. I was in it.
How was that?
With the car. They had over 1,000 cars.
What?
Dad brought his MG.
Yeah.
MG
oh, you
Midget.
Did?
They had 500 in pre-registration.
Cars?
Yeah, $25 a car.
All right, so I saw they had the street closed off. Elm was closed at Granite. How far up does
all
it
way
go?
To Lake
up
Ave.
The bridge?
Lake Ave. Bridge to Lake Ave.
Bridge, all right.
It was unbelievable. And not only that, I used to go all the time in Florida. I've never seen such high quality cars.
No kidding.
Everything was very nice. It was a nice, enjoyable day.
They've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah,
now.
That's been.
Every year.
Yeah,
it's been.
I miss it. This year I was able to.
Well, if
go.
You ever want to see a show like that on steroids, go to Detroit. They have one every year, and it starts downtown. It goes out to the suburbs,
okay.
And it never stops. And there are probably tens of thousands of cars. Obviously, Detroit, the Motor City. You would go crazy.
I realize one thing, and we all know it. Standing there watching these cars go by, America loves our. We love our cars.
Oh, you bet.
Some of them were nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were no, not. This was just high quality cars, but some. Yeah, look at that, Nick. I am going like this, and he's got a smile from ear to ear. We just love our automobile. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to get back to food.
Okay.
You know, you all heard about the eggs going up because of the shortage.
Yes.
Well, it's about to go worse.
What?
Oh, because of McDonald's, right?
McDonald's.
Yep.
Because of McDonald's is going 24 hours a day.
Yep.
It's going to drive the eggs by November to $6 a dozen.
Wholesale?
The shortage.
Yep. Is that wholesale?
Well, they're not saying. It's just saying by the end of the year.
50 cents an egg.
What's exactly going to happen over it? Prices
wow.
are going up. They're going to jump. That's it. No, I mean, that's really unbelievable.
And in addition to that, very soon they're going to just cage-free eggs.
I know, cage-free.
So
That I did read.
Yeah. That's great, but yeah, this whole McDonald's thing is just kind of messing up a problem that already
well,
is here.
It's exactly how the article reads. It reads that whatever they do, it
affects.
It affects the chain, the ripple goes out.
Yes.
And there's another one in there that's doing the same thing. They are doing the same thing. No, it's going to add to the egg shortage. It's hard to believe, but I think it's going to stay a while.
Wow.
Because it went down, and it went up like crazy, and went down a little, and it's back up. And
I think they said the year...
Well, we're not talking $6.
Yeah, a year cycle or a little bit less, I think, just for the disease to work its way through and the new generation of chickens to be raised. So it won't be forever, but McDonald's is kind of making it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
is that a cucumber?
Yeah, the cucumbers are causing the latest deadly salmonella scare. I mean, it's really something. They've issued a nationwide recall in the centers, and I'm surprised where. The company's San Diego-based Williamson's Fresh Produce, places like all the ones we go, Whole Foods, went out from not until November, it was not till September 3rd.
There's always something. Sometimes it's like
spinach.
A couple of years ago,
spinach
was
exactly.
was a big issue with salmonella.
Yeah.
So now cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Jeepers.
I don't know what you can do to...
300 people have died already.
Died? Poisoned.
Or poisoned. 285.
Okay.
15 died.
Mm. Whoa.
So that's heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And we'll switch to breads.
Okay.
When we refrigerate bread, does it stay fresher longer?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know.
Freezing maybe, but not.
You know,
in the
when
fridge.
You think about it, when you do, when I, well, I don't have bread in the house too often, but I'm thinking back when the kids were young, whatever. I would tend to put it in the fridge, thinking that. Yeah. So, it's not
a lot of. I know. I hate to say it, we've done it, but we use so much in the restaurants that, but we hold it sometime in the refrigerator.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing you can do. Absolute worst thing you can do.
Wow.
I think there's a moisture issue.
We found a refrigerated bread staled just in a day, being stored at room temperature, staled in just 2 days.
Huh.
So it's double. But frozen bread will hold up for 1 month. I knew that.
Yes.
Anything more than that, it's going to have freezer burn. Why they call it staling or retrogradation occurs about 6 times faster than refrigerated temperatures. So that's to me is a big, big thing. A lot of people feel, I know there's a lot of people put it in, I did it. Put it all hold, or keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Go on vacation. Yeah, put it in the refrigerator and stay longer.
No.
You're doubling it.
Yeah.
You're doubling the staling factor.
And I hate how lettuce and other vegetables get so damp in the fridge when you hold it. because of the temperature change. You open the door, it gets a little warmer,
that's
condensation.
Why you gotta put it in the crisper.
Well, yeah, I have a problem with my crisper, and I have the last couple refrigerators. Stuff freezes in there, and no matter how I adjust the little thing, always freezes, and I don't know what the answer to that is.
Call the refrigerator repairman.
He would just tell me to do something.
Damper, that should be able to adjust it.
You would think. I don't know. Having bad luck with it. But, oh well. If that's my biggest problem in life, I'm thankful.
Yeah, right. But you're right.
His refrigerator crisper.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for Comedy Cold Cuts tomorrow.
You're going to love it. It's all about vegetarians.
I am excited. You said you made a point to say it was going to be a fun one.
Yeah,
so I'm
definitely
excited about it.
Good.
You are listening to Food for Thought. We are done for the day. Kale and Company is up next. Dad, thank you for coming on. It's always
fun. Thank you.
Thanks, George.
And we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Bye.